The case of the stolen cell phone had fascinated the inmates at Trumbull for the past month. Mr. T-Bone, a wiry street kid from Miami serving 20 for drugs, had taken original possession of the phone by means that were still unclear. Cell phones were strictly prohibited at Trumbull. Mr. T-Bone had been seen lurking in the shadows, mumbling into the phone. No doubt he was still directing street operations in Miami. Then it disappeared. Mr. T-Bone let it be known that he might kill whoever took it. And when the threats of violence didn't work, he offered a reward of $1,000 cash. Suspicion soon fell on another young drug dealer, Zorro, from a section of Atlanta just as rough as Mr. T-Bone's. Someone told Mr. T-Bone about the weekly dockets the Brethren held, and in due course he found T. Carl and filed suit. He wanted his phone back, plus $1 million in punitive damages. Neither of the litigants was a stranger to courtrooms, so it was no surprise that Mr. T-Bone and Zorro acted as their own attorneys. Justice Beach spent most of the first hour trying to keep the language out of the gutter. He finally gave up. Mr. T-Bone scored heavy blows with two affidavits signed by inmates whose names were revealed only to the Brethren, which contained eyewitness accounts of seeing Zorro trying to hide while talking on a tiny phone. Zorro's angry response described the affidavits in language the Brethren had never before encountered. The knockout punch came from nowhere. Mr. T-Bone, in a move that even the slickest lawyer would admire, produced documentation. His phone records had been smuggled in, and he showed the court in black and white that exactly 54 calls had been made to numbers in southeast Atlanta. Zorro had trouble regrouping, and his hesitation killed him. He was ordered to immediately turn over the phone to the Brethren within 24 hours, and to reimburse Mr. T-Bone $450 for long-distance charges. If 24 hours passed with no phone, the matter would be referred to the warden, along with a finding of fact from the Brethren that Zorro did indeed possess an illegal cell phone. The Brethren further ordered the two to maintain a distance of at least 50 feet from one another at all times, even when eating. T. Carl rapped a gavel, and the crowd began a noisy exit. When the cafeteria was empty, only one inmate remained.
"Who are you?"
Spicer asked the young man, who was sitting alone and glancing around as if he wasn't sure he was welcome. The young man slowly got to his feet and moved forward with great apprehension until he stood before the three.
"I'm looking for some help," he said, almost afraid to speak.
"What can we do for you?" Yarber asked.